part of the fellow that prepared the feast. Now you look at the things that kept them away from the supper that was prepared. I bought a house. I bought land. You know that land's going to be there the next day and the next day and the next day. There was nothing that said, I've got to go today or it doesn't make any difference about it. It was an excuse for him. He cared more about his possession of that land than the honor of participating in that feast. And we might say it another way, that the affairs of this life had entangled his soul. Another one said, well, I bought 5 yoke of oxen and I need to go test them and prove them. Couldn't do it the next day? Sure you could. But what you're doing is you're using this as an excuse for not evaluating the invitation that God has extended to you. And so he said, that man is not going to come to my supper. Another one said, oh, I can't come to church. I got a wife at home. She don't. Well, that would be a little different, wouldn't it? But did you ever see anybody sell their soul for a mate? That they had a wife that would not be consenting to be a Christian. And so they compromised themselves and quit coming. That's a temptation. And Jesus is saying to us, when we let these things pull us away from him, we can't be useful to the master. We can't be one of these vessels of honor that is set up and recognized in the house of the famous man. Well, look at another example that we would have. Turn back to the 9th chapter of Luke's gospel. And in chapter 9, verses 57 and following, Jesus is going out preaching, and it came to pass as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Now you'll stop with me just a minute here. I've tried to put myself back in, how would I have reacted? Oh, we found somebody interested in the gospel. Come on down, we'll baptize you into Christ and we'll get started, and we're just so excited to have you expressing your faith in Jesus. And Jesus said to him, you need to stop and count the cost. The foxes have their holes, and the birds of the air have their nest, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. You say you're going to be my disciple, and it's going to require of you some decisions that you have to make that are not going to be easy to make. And so when you decide, I want to be your disciple, you've got to be willing to turn yourself over to the leadership of King Jesus. Well, he goes on and he sees somebody else. And he says to him, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me to go and bury my father. And again, I put myself back there and I'd probably say, oh, your father is dead? Which funeral home is he at? And I might have even talked to some of the brethren and said, you know, we really ought to send flowers down there to show our love and concern for him. But Jesus said, you leave the dead to bury the dead, and you come follow me. That's a pretty radical statement, as we hear it said, isn't it? What it says to me that kingdom business takes priority over everything else in your life. Am I misunderstanding something here? If I'm going to be a disciple of Jesus, my discipleship has primary importance. And he comes to another and he says, Lord, I'll follow you, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home at my house. And Jesus said, no man having put his hands to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of heaven. I don't want to water down what Jesus said and make it seem like you can be a Christian without it costing you anything. What Jesus is saying to us is that my decision to be a Christian has got to be the most important thing in my life. More important than my finances. More important than the earthly relationships with family. More important than anything else in our world. And I'm asking, are we on board with that? Kingdom business takes precedence above everything else in the world. Jesus said, if any man comes to me and does not hate his father and his mother, his wife and his children and brothers and sisters, and yet his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. I must be willing to give my life in the service of Christ if it comes down to that. Those are strong statements that Jesus has made. But whenever we as his disciples become untangled, we become useful to him. We're able to do those things that are there. Some of the most active members that we have in the church are not active just because they don't have other things going on in their life. Matter of fact, some of the ones that are most useful in the local church are some that have the most full schedule of activities that somebody could possibly have. Sometimes both parents